So as we open up to receive her light, we're opening up our heart to our divine witness. So you want to feel that expansiveness. You want to feel yourself growing and gaining in love's assurance. When we're saying gaining, we're stepping out of that limited self, that limited consciousness, where we are normally entitled to. In other words, where we normally create from. Excuse me. So we want to remember that we're executing our freedom. So this is moving into our multidimensional expansive region. So everything, anything where you can draw from your higher self, whether you just feel yourself larger, when I receive it, I just keep expanding and expanding, or you're dreaming of like your calm of light, where you're moving into your maturity. In other words, you're dancing amongst the stars. You're going beyond that limited, confined stance. So we sometimes refer to it as the matrix or the programming. So we want to remember that everything is emitting from our own consciousness. So in other words, we have had the power all along, and we're growing into that expectation. So we want to feel that and accept that and congratulate that and appreciate that. Our expectation, in other words, it's been the expectation of our higher self to draw upon love's witnessing. In other words, to go beyond the old understanding of self and to beam in that light of true association. So when I said light of true association, we all received a happening, a twinkling of the eye, an expectation, a love note, a symbolic gesturing. So whatever comes in through your higher witness, remember, we all see different imaging. We all, like our higher self, knows how to find our true placement. So it's just like as if you're reading a book or you're listening to a recording and you kind of lose your place and it skips. It's our higher self is transferring our relocation. In other words, here you go, start from here. So we want to feel that in a tangible allotment to understand that we're moving. So just imagine like you had a limitation, you had a barrier, and suddenly it's shuffled over, it's moved, it's relocated. So we're allowing ourselves full symphony. So remember, everything is vibrational, everything is energy. So full symphony is playing with new harmonics, experiencing ourselves from those new harmonics, allowing that room for movement, because everything we experience, everything we delight with, comes through a vibrational consensus. And so we, as we allow ourselves to expand, as we allow ourselves to sing, as we allow ourselves to move into our full circulation, we delight in our new self-revelation. So our new self-revelation is we're born anew. So every time we can say yes, we consent to our advanced self, it's like our Christ itself comes into play, comes into our field of awareness, comes within reach. So this is where we're relocating our address. So just imagine you moved and here's like my new address. Excuse me, forward my mail, please. So in effect, that is what we're agreeing to. And so we want to remember that this is the journey that was prophesized from the moment we took incarnation, that we are the pioneers. We're the beings of light that have come from higher galaxies, higher dimensional agreements. And we coincide with this great awakening happening on Earth because of our good pleasure, meaning because of our light, because of our strength, because of our advanced consensus, who we actually are. We're creating this birthing, this great awakening through our own assemblage. So it's not like, oh, the heavens are pouring energy on Earth and we're suddenly awake. It's the awakening that's occurring within. So as we will receive our allotment, as we will receive our due exposure, as we will allow ourselves full liberated pleasure. In other words, I think I'll just return to who I actually am and have been all along. So the more that we understand that our way is lighted, or light, and that light is being transferred, it's being offered from our highest allocation, meaning who we actually are, who we actually are. So we're giving ourselves permission, we're giving ourselves freedom, we're uniting with our holy occurrence. Our holy occurrence is our whole self. So this overlay, this kindness of gesture, it's playing out on multiple levels. So in other words, in this present moment of accelerated destiny, all is entitled. So what is occurring in your next moment, in what we would consider to be our future, is being reprogrammed. In other words, everything is shifting to meet our entitlement, because everything we bring in, everything we draw in, comes from our frequency, comes from what we are consenting to, what we are agreeing to, what we are establishing, what we are hitting the high note in consciousness. And so just remember, they're like parallel realities, like they're saying too numerous to mention, like our minds, our finite mind can't quite conceive of that. But we want to understand how easy it is to play along. In other words, or you know, when we talk about like time collapsing, we no longer need the to play it out in the old programming, because we're affording ourselves our light. Excuse me. So this is where we fall under new agreement. New agreement. Just imagine like a new Declaration of Independence, a new Constitution, whatever helps you agree, consent. We're opening up beyond what our illusionary mind could conceive of, could perceive of. So this is where we draw upon. So think of law of attraction, like equals like. We're drawing upon our new understanding of self. So again, we're it's like stepping out in faith, stepping out in high broadcast. They're showing me the judgment card. This bird I have is extraordinarily powerful. So again, it's like these shamanic images that help us tune into our highest truth. Our highest truth as we can conceive of it in the now moment. So remember, we keep stepping up in regular pleasures. In other words, as we please ourselves, as we recognize our holy remembrance, as we accept our highest allocation. And so it's like, you know, merrily we roll along. So again, as we can receive it in pleasure, in merriment, in enjoyment of aligning with our true self, we're not waiting for love to arrive from the outer. We're willing to step and agree to it from within, being love incarnate. So as we will receive our placement of the heart, again, opening up the heart to ourselves and all others, the greatest way to receive blessings very easily is to be willing to be heart-centered, because this is 5D. This is what we're aligning to. And so we're leaving yesterday, the bitterness, the drama, and all that. So just imagine you found a new placement. You were reading, you lost your place. Oh, let me start here. I lost where I was on my Spotify. Let me start here and begin again. Begin anew. So allow these shifts to occur easily without thought. So the thought is, well, what does that mean? Am I still going to be doing this? And thought. We're going beyond thought and we're moving into the heart-centered truth. So allow that new resemblance, allow that new vocation, again, serving the light, serving our higher self. And all that is destined. In other words, we have agreements that are waiting for our signaling, meaning our frequency. When our frequency hits that high note, whatever we agree to, that new partnership, that new job opportunity, that new location, that new healthy body, whatever we agree to, we are consenting. And so it's sort of like, then that rolls in, that divine presence is established and everything that is in our like work order to arrive. So it's like our new spiritual lesson plan. So allow that to be gifted with ease. Something extremely valuable, realizing it's what we agreed to from the very start. So this is easy, easy peasy, easy peasy. It's all there waiting for our agreement, waiting for our awareness. And here we are, and here we are. So allow that to be received. So it is. So we want to